This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Today, a grim and disheartening day, no question about it, as pro-Trump mob, a real group of rioters, stormed the Capitol building while Congress was counting votes, doing what was a procedural thing with the electoral votes all in, ready to go, ready to roll. Although there were objections, it seemed like that was going to be that kind of a day. Instead, it turned into something else, and it turned into rioting, storming the halls. It turned into, where are the National Guard? So many questions, so much damage to, I think, the image of the United States and one of our most precious buildings and what happens in that building and what's allowed to happen and what instead happened. And the president rallying the troops, where he, of course, was in the day, earlier in the day, saying to go to the Capitol to object to what was happening, that he had won the election in a landslide. Someone who understands the precious nature of what happens inside that building and how much that is about our democracy and freedoms is former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, thanks for coming on. I know that during 9/11 you were there and you know what chaos is like, but did you ever think you'd see this kind of chaos on the Capitol?
No, not since, Kate, not since 9/11. And, you know, I was there in 2005 when I called for the Ohio electoral vote. The late Stephanie Tubbs Jones, congresswoman from Cleveland, objected, and then we went, Cheney was there, and we went into two-hour session. So I was there. At that time, there was, you know, some drama, but obviously nothing compared to the third time in American history when the Electoral College was being, you know, debated on the floor. And, you know, here's a point I think we have to remember, too. They could have had bombs strapped to them. They didn't go through metal detectors, the mob. They could have blown up parts of the Capitol. And you just can't let groups of people stop the process of democracy. This was, frankly, sedition, and beyond the word riot, this was an attempted coup by these individuals. And it was, I think, there were some well-planned parts of it. But the fact remains that it was a breach that it's sad. You know, as a former chairman of House Administration, member of Congress, and having sat through many, many things, this is one of the darkest days because, look, the riots that occurred in our cities in the U.S., they were bad. They should be condemned. This went beyond a riot because this wasn't literally, Kate, an attempt to stop the certification of a president.
Yeah, absolutely. And a point well taken. And, you know, as we were watching this happen, the thing that just kept coming back to me so much was, as somebody who's been there, and you said it, the kind of security that you normally have to go through and the fact that they were able to do that, what does that say about the security of those that are serving and the Capitol?
Well, you know, a second thought went through my mind. Obviously, my phone blew up today with, you know, people calling me because I used to oversee the Capitol Hill Police as chair of House Administration and the Capitol House side proper. And people said, well, what if these have been terrorists? Well, there was a different approach. You know, there are some things that we can't discuss that are security measures still in place at the Capitol from 9/11. But there also are guards, the security police officers are armed with automatic weapons. And you just, in general, let's face it, you would fire upon a crowd of terrorists that were from foreign countries or, you know. But
right,
when it comes to citizens walking up there, I don't think the initial reaction is to fire upon them, you know. That would have been a scene out of something else. But I was rather shocked that, and we have great Capitol Police, they're wonderful people, but I was rather shocked that somebody wasn't more prepared with the crowd. I think nobody probably in the hierarchy thought they were actually going to do this, but they could have been more prepared with National Guard ahead of the time there to help the Capitol Police.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, here, four people dead as a result of this. So one woman who was shot, and then three others who had health conditions afterwards as they were there on the grounds. Would you ever think this? You see the blood that is just spilled, and again, the windows shattered, the pictures in Nancy Pelosi's office of some a guy with his boots up on the desk, that whole thing. That is insane.
Well, it reminds me of when the British in 1812 came in the Capitol, and they the general put his muddy boots up on the podium of the speaker and said, "Shall we have a vote? Shall we burn this democracy?" I mean, here's people with their feet up on the desk of the speaker. It's just, it was a free-for-all. There was a lady in the Senate chamber. And frankly, if you're coming up the steps, and again, all these people, we have to keep this in mind, all these people came in. They could have had guns. They could have had bombs. They're coming up the steps to the floor of the House. Yes, I understand why the Capitol Hill policeman shot down the steps. I certainly understand that completely. I mean, they were breaking the glass on the door of the House to try to get in, and there were members and staff on that floor. So it's just, it was outrageous. But again, it was an attempt. It was beyond even a riot because it was an attempt to stop this process. And this has been fueled. Everybody on the floor of that House and Senate, on the Republican side, they know very well that this is an exercise in futility, that this cannot be stopped. Now, they have a right to say things, but they've actually fed some of them, not all of them, they have fed to these people that, hey, if you get out there and you run down to the Capitol and you do something, we actually have a chance to stop this. I mean, even the vice president was thrown under the bus today that he could stop it. The president knows he can't stop it. So these things that they were told, it's tragic. It's tragic they were told, and it's tragic that people actually believed they could do something to stop this.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pence finally, at the 12th hour, definitely broke with that, released a statement, and definitely broke ways with the president. The president said he was disappointed. He put out a statement through Twitter. He recorded something. And it was actually Vice President Pence, as you know, not the president, who helped facilitate that decision to mobilize members of the D.C. National Guard finally when all that violence was erupting.
Oh, yes, the president didn't move on it. The vice president did. I served with Mike Pence. He's a decent guy. And when I first heard from friends inside in D.C. that they were talking to the vice president about, you know, changing the Constitution on the floor of the House and making Trump the president, I told him at that time he won't go along with it. He'll rationalize to the president why he can't, but he will not go along with it. And, of course, he's not going to, and he didn't.
Yeah, so now with the president, there's conversation about, you know, there are some people around the president that are resigning. That's starting to happen. And then there's a rumor floating around that maybe he can be removed. Do you see that happening?
I think there's a discussion. You know, I can't say that I've got this confirmed from the White House, but, you know, some pretty good friends in the know say there have been some discussions by a few cabinet members of, you know, what should happen. They should watch what he says at this point in time. Because when they all headed down to the Capitol and were starting to, you know, break into the Capitol, the president said, "We love you. You know, time to go home." Well,
yeah.
You know, you need to make a statement that stop it. This isn't right. You can't do this. But, you know, these people were fed this. So I think they're going to watch the president carefully, frankly, members of the cabinet, to see what else he reacts to. What else is he going to do? I think the statements the president makes tomorrow are going to be very, very crucial as to whether there's actual discussion about him being removed.
I think so, too. Bob, can you hang through with us?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we're with Bob Ney.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Kate Delaney on a day that really shook, I think, many Americans to their core. If you have a pulse, it should have done that to you for sure. A rattled Congress is right now doing that electoral college count after the riot earlier in the day at the Capitol. We're going to go back to our pal, former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, one of the best in the biz, in just a moment here. But I'm sure Bob's heard this. This was what President Trump released today on Twitter. Here's what he had to say.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
All right. As a result of that, Twitter has locked, and some other things that were put out by the president, Twitter has locked his account, so has Facebook, and so has Instagram. He had a couple of flags on Twitter until they're removed. Then there would be another 12 hours before he could be back on Twitter. And then if they decided again he violated their civility policy, basically, they would for the rest of his life, remove him from that platform. And he said he didn't want anyone to be hurt, but 4 dead, 52 arrested, and 14 officers were hurt in the U.S. Capitol riots, or the coup attempt, as the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, puts it. And Bob, you know, you heard what the president had to say there in that piece, and you just wonder, you know, I'm for people standing up for their civil rights or what they don't like, and of course not liking results of elections. Absolutely. I mean, I say it all the time on the show. It's about having the voice. It's about voting. It's about caring, no matter if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or confused. But this was a whole different thing. And so as you look at what's happened with the president, and then we look to Joe Biden as they're going through that process right now, and you've seen this with presidents, and you've worked with presidents from different parties.
Right.
What does Joe Biden have to do now? I mean, this country couldn't be more divided in a sense.
Well, yeah, first of all, the president tried to have his cake and eat it too. Go home, be peaceful. Yeah, they stole my election. I mean, he still can't just say, stop it. And leave it at that. He had to add in, they stole my election. The same fuel, the same fire that sent those people down the street. So he's not being genuine. He's being disingenuous on that. And as far as Joe Biden, he will be the president-elect when this is done on the floor of the House and Senate tonight. As far as Joe Biden, I think he's really going to have to, you know, basically ignore President Trump. And he's just going to have to be out there with some healing words. He's going to have to put together an agenda where he wants to be. And he's going to have to really make a genuine reach-out effort to the other side of the aisle. And people say, well, why should he? They didn't with Trump. That was then. This is now. This is a much more divided country than even 4 years ago. So I think Joe Biden has to put out, you know, a best effort. Look, I served with him. He's been around. He's a guy that is, he was not the progressive's choice. Let's be real candid about that. You
right,
and I talked about
right.
That. He wasn't. He's a moderate. So he needs to be a healing president right now and just attempt to, you know, focus on the COVID, getting the shots out there, trying to do something wherever they're at on the stimulus, the budgets, et cetera, transportation bill. He's got to try to get some normalcy back, some civility.
Yeah. Do you think because of what happened and you know, there were people on the scaffolding and what was being set up for the inauguration, will that just continue as it was going to be a couple of weeks from now?
Well, I think it needs to. You know, the Congress, you know, God bless them. They were back in tonight. Wishing them the best, just like after 9-1-1, we were scattered all around D.C. We went to the steps of the Capitol, the House and Senate, and sang God Bless America on that night, you know, because you try to get something back of normalcy in a situation that isn't normal or regular or calm. So, yeah, I think it will continue. You know, we've got a great country and a great democracy, and I think that, you know, it will continue. But, again, we need to condemn, because I've seen people say, well, Black Lives Matter. Yes, there were some riots, Columbus, Ohio, Portland, Seattle, wherever. That part of it needs condemned, just as today needs condemned, except this went beyond a riot. This was to the Capitol, and people say, well, what's so special about Portland versus the Capitol? Well, it is the Capitol. There was a session going on to elect a president that was stopped temporarily, but it was stopped. And that is the difference between a regular riot. This was an attempt to, you know, really people, I think, in their minds thought, Kate, that they could actually just stop the certification somehow.
Yeah, I think you're... I think you're right about that. And then, of course, people and how they've reacted. And we talk to a lot of people in a segment I do called Author's Corner, Bob, where we talk to people all over the world, in India, in the UK, et cetera. And I'm getting a lot of calls and emails from them, but world leaders are reacting to this and talk about the horrible images from D.C., and, you know, whether it's the Dutch prime minister or whoever it is, and there's been a lot of reaction. Does it make the U.S. look like a banana republic when we are so strong in that whole idea of freedom and liberty and the right to be different and have free and fair elections?
Right. you know, when somebody gets angry, whether it's the killing of somebody or an election, you know, you just can't take matters in your own hand and undo the rule of law. You can protest, you can scream, you can have all kinds of civil, unrest, et cetera, but you can't have damage and riots and shootings and death. And what ends up happening is, this happened today, and people around the world, to go to your question, I've had people from India, Taiwan, England, mm-hmm. Messaging me saying I'm crying for your country. I mean, they're sincere. They the Banana Republic statement is about the best. This is the worst that we have looked because of what happened today and the process that was attempted to be disrupted and the violence and breaking into the Capitol. This is the worst that I think we've looked in quite a while, and we've had some moments where we haven't looked so good, and we were a beautiful country and a beautiful people, and it's just very, very tragic that this has happened. And frankly, it's very tragic that President Trump wants to go out this way. He wants to go out this way, and I think that's sad because the people have been misled. This can't be overturned. It wasn't going to be overturned, and it just turned into, I think, feeding people a belief that really had no hope.
Yeah, it's a very, very sad day. We'll see what happens moving forward. I've gotten the question, are we on the verge of civil war? Do you feel like that?
You know, today, for the first time in a long time after this happened, I worried what happens in the next couple of weeks. I did not think they would do this today to this type of violence. And I really worry about it. I would have said no to that question 2 weeks ago. And right now, I think it's going to take some strong leadership, some very civil people on both sides of the aisle to stand up together from the seat of the government and governors, et cetera, to say, you know, look, we can disagree, but we've got to stop this fragmentation, because I think that this is the closest I've thought that something continually bad is going to happen. And I sure hope that changes once the, Biden is certified and maybe this is stopped for a while, I hope.
Yeah, I agree with you. Former Congressman Bob Ney, we'll talk again at better times, but thank you so much for spending so much time with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, we look at what happened and what I said at the very beginning of this when we first jumped on the air. And right now, Congress is counting the electoral votes. They're doing that right now as I speak. That's the beauty of this show being live at the U.S. Capitol when it was finally secured. And after all the smoke cleared, or the tear gas cleared, four dead after storming the halls of Congress, essentially. And there's so many questions that need to be answered about a lot of different things that happened during the day. I think there's no question about it. And then it's a question of coming together as a country. I mean, is it America divided? And as I said to Bob Ney, are we on the verge of civil war? Let's talk to a head doctor, psychiatrist Dr. Kara Lieberman. She joins us to talk about that on the flip side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has reconvened to continue the certification of the Electoral College vote, with Vice President Mike Pence addressing the day's violence.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today.
The Senate has voted 93-6 to reject the challenge to Arizona's electoral votes, opening the door to reconvene the joint session of Congress. They will now wait for the House to complete their debate over the Arizona challenge. This is USA Radio News. The Health and Human Services Secretary is pushing states to pick up the speed of their vaccination programs. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has been called for Ossoff, with all precincts reporting Ossoff held about a 33,000 vote lead over Perdue. The win essentially gives Democrats control of the Senate. Both parties hold 50 seats, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the tying vote. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But we're peaceful protesters in other parts of the country, by the way. It was a whole different thing when we look at what happened in Washington, D.C. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you're always welcome. Here, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So what happened with the president-elect as they're certifying that right now on the Hill? There were calls for Joe Biden to say something, and he did late into this. And here's what Joe Biden had to say.
At this hour, our democracy is under unprecedented assault. Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. It's not protest. It's insurrection. Like so many other Americans, I am genuinely shocked and saddened that our nation, so long the beacon of light and hope for democracy, has come to such a dark moment. I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege. But today's reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile Through war and strife, America's endured much. And we will endure here, and we will prevail again, and we'll prevail now.
All right, I agree with you. Democracy is fragile, and I think that people are very fragile right now. When you heap what happened today and what happened with the emotions of the election and the frustrations, and then, of course, the pandemic. Someone we've talked about a couple of times, we've talked about people and dealing with the pandemic and some other things with the isolation, etc., is Dr. Carol Lieberman, who is on top of all of this and watching this. And I said the question is, are we on the verge of civil war? And we are, I think, definitely in America divided, certainly politically, but even more than in other areas, too. So, Dr. Carol, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, well, thank you.
So right now they're certifying the election, and that's one thing. And what happened today at the Capitol is certainly another thing. There are plenty of pro-Trump supporters that are not inciting violence or aren't violent or any of that. But this just kind of went out of control, and it was, you know, breaking windows, and you saw what happened. And do you think that is just massive frustration bubbling over? What do you attribute to it from your point of view as a psychiatrist?
Well, you know, of course, yes, we have had a lot of crisis fatigue, you know, coronavirus and the toppling of statues and all of that. But I think today, in particular, it's that people are just frustrated with being lied to and not getting answers about the election, you know, the election fraudulent things that happened in this election, and how it seems like Congress is just fine with not answering these things, and not just Congress, but, you know, all of the courts and the people who didn't want to hear the details of all the fraudulent issues, and then how Congress was just going to go ahead and ratify the electors' votes. You know, I also, of course, the people who came there were hopeful that that something was going to change, and it all, you know, everybody was feeling pretty optimistic and excited and so on. And then as soon as it came out that Pence wasn't going to do anything, you know, their hopes were dashed. I mean, it was sort of a 180 that they were building up their optimism and so on, and then all of a sudden this just changed. And of course, we don't know. I mean, it certainly seems as though it wasn't just Trump supporters, or maybe perhaps wasn't at all Trump supporters who did all the violence at the Capitol. There's talk of it having been Antifa members and so on.
Yeah.
So I think people are sort of jumping to those conclusions that it was all just Trump supporters. But, you know, there really has. I mean, this has been going on. November 3rd was the election, and no one wants to hear about all of the things that we saw. You know, there's video of ballot boxes suddenly appearing in the middle of the night after they said that there was a leak and we had to leave. I mean, you know, we've seen lots of things about the fraudulent election, and yet nobody wants to really talk about it and certainly not address it.
So if things were addressed, and even if it turns out, you know, with the vote count, the 7 million ahead for Biden, that would have maybe soothed some of this because, hey, this was discussed and this was talked about and this was answered and we tracked down this and that. And I do think that in the future, and there's always going to be problems, that those things need to be corrected in the future.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we've known about these things, and
yeah,
it's been gone from one place to another place to another place, and nobody's curious about it. Nobody's, you know, as long as as long as Biden got in, the person got in who they wanted, yes, there does seem to be some evidence of fraud, but, you know, let's not dwell on this. So, you know, and it's so much of also has to do with distrust. not just political distrust, but not being able to trust the media. And you know, it's kind of like today. I mean, I've been watching this all day from the morning till, you know, I've just been glued to the television all day. And
sure,
it's like Alice in Wonderland, that people feel as though they have gone down the rabbit hole and they are seeing one piece of information, yet they're being told, oh, well, don't believe that.
Right, so it's a trust is the thing, no matter whatever it is, whether it's politics or whether it's something else, and certainly we've seen that happen with the pandemic. So when you look at this, do you think that we are on the verge of civil war? Does it feel like that to you?
Yes. You know, it's been a number of things. There, politics is one big divide, is still one big divide. And then racism is another, and there are just so many things that ways that we are angry at one another that seems to all be coming to a head, and with very little, you know, very little attempt to sort it out, and so it's just really boiling over. I mean, you know, even tonight when the Congress. Senators and congressmen and women went back to keep working on ratifying the election. You know, it seemed like that was not a good decision because they were so, and understandably, they were so frightened, they were so shaken up. And this was not a time to be doing an election or, you know, ratify, talking about the election, making these decisions in Congress when all this had happened and they were so frightened and we didn't know who the people were for sure who were creating this disturbance and so on. It just seemed like, they wanted to show that America is strong and will go on no matter what, but I think they should have waited, you know, slept on it for a night. And then, because I think some people, at least, like the people who changed from, they were going to object, and then some people decided, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, that's not right. You know, I think they were just giving in to their emotions.
So in giving into emotions and talking about emotions with neighbors, et cetera, and others, do you think that despite the political divide, because that's certainly what we see, America divided, do you think that most people in the United States have found a way to get along peacefully? You know, it used to be you didn't talk about politics and religion because then that would just ignite, you know, World War III. But I think it's the opposite. I think it's healthy to let your viewpoints be known. But do you think that people don't really get along so peacefully anymore?
Well, you know, the lockdowns have really made us be able to get along less well with each other. You know, we've been separated, and when we're not separated, we're looking at each other or talking to each other with masks on. We've really stripped away some of our humanity, and there, I think that is responsible in part for all of the riots and so on, and the that's not the major. You know, there are major divides underneath, but it's just the fact that we've stripped away our humanity has added to how far we're going to go. I mean, that's the thing, that so many things over the past month since COVID have gone beyond the limit, you know, beyond what it was before. And we're sort of lost to some degree. We've lost civility to some degree.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. I think that's what it is. We're going to have to leave it there, Dr. Carroll. I think we've lost civility. I think that's part of what we're seeing. Dr. Carroll Lieberman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
So, as we look at the count that keeps going, Congress keeps counting the electoral vote, and the joint session continues to affirm Biden's victory. Another objection is expected when they get to Pennsylvania because they've hit a couple of those objections. What a day, for sure. Should they keep going? Was that the smart thing to do? I think showing the strength was the right thing to do. I disagree with Dr. Carroll, but you might see it a different way. Meet you in a few.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That the sound of the men working on the chain.
America tonight, a day I did not expect to see mid-afternoon when I was watching what was happening out of D.C. And then, of course, I was getting a lot of texts about it. And I didn't think we would see the violence that we saw. I mean, I knew there were going to be protests, but it looked like, hey, this is calm. There's objections. I get it. Absolutely. But it turned into something completely different. The Capitol breach, I think, prompts a lot of questions, including even a basic one about security failures on the Hill. That's number one. I'm thinking, how's this happening? What happened? How easy was this to just storm the Capitol? I thought about times when I tried to get people in there. I practically got the shakedown in trying to take a tour of the Capitol if I didn't know a congressman, that I wouldn't have been able to do that with a, and in all seriousness, with some family members. So, This was a wild day, and it's going to be a wild couple of days and probably beyond that for this nation. I think it's so important to be able to voice your opinions, and it's important to not be afraid to step up and voice those opinions, whatever they are, but to have that storming of the Capitol and to see an innocent woman get killed as a result of that shot, and on live TV, blood is pouring out all over the place. You know, well, she's not going to make it, and she was in the wrong place. She was protesting, but she was in the wrong place of when a bullet hit her, and then three others as well also die in this, and that is incredibly heartbreaking to me to see. Absolutely. If you want to throw in your two cents, obviously you can. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Scott in Florida. Hey, Scott.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Delaney. I'd like to say that Americans don't realize that it is irrelevant who wins Georgia or Trump or Biden, who was sworn in as president on January 20th, because both Democrats and Republicans are ultimately controlled and bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg News, New York Times, Hollywood, AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. In other words, very powerful Jewish interests. Furthermore, presidents come and go, but must always answer to their masters. Essentially, the Jewish lobby, Jewish Wall Street, Jewish Federal Reserve, Jewish media, Jewish Hollywood, and Jewish AIPAC. Unfortunately, the American people never figured it out, and they never will until it is too late. It is too late now. What's going on in America today is a revolt by Americans that have had it with this phony government. And what I predicted to Dr. Lieberman a moment ago, is there going to be a civil war? Absolutely. We're on the road to a civil war and a revolution. And what's the problem, Ms. Delaney, is that the U.S. government is evil. How is it evil? Let's start with $600 or even $2,000 per person. It's like giving a Band-Aid to a man who's bleeding to death. They have no respect for us. They hate us. But they have trillions of dollars to earmark for Wall Street. They have trillions of dollars to earmark for huge corporations, and the American people get the crumbs because they hate us and they think we're a bunch of morons. That's why I don't vote. Somebody I was talking to the other day said, why don't you vote? I says, I don't vote because it's an insult to my intelligence. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because the true power is behind the throne, which is in large part American Jewry. No.
Oh, Scott, I had to let you fly on that one. I agree with corporations, and I agree that money makes things roll, and people that don't have it aren't in the influential path are not part of it. But I won't stand for anti-Semitism because I don't agree with that whatsoever. I do agree with the big machine, the frustrations over the big machine. And this is, you know, listen, let's face it. Donald Trump was the opposite of being a political person. He was not raised up, let's say, in the political lane, and that was a mega attraction for so many people to elect Trump. Let's get a business person in there. Let's get somebody else. Let's get somebody outside of Wall Street, and let's get somebody outside of, although there are ties to Wall Street, but let's get somebody outside of the norm. Let's get somebody outside of what we see constantly happening of those who are in power. You know what they say about power? Power corrupts, etc. And I also agree with the Band-Aid to the people. Everybody else is fueled. Money is pumped into people who already have money, corporations that are already on fire, so to speak. And it's the people that do get the crumbs. It is the people that do get the crumbs. Absolutely, 100%. And by the way, I do have to apologize that normally we would be doing sort of like a fun segment because I believe in some laughter and lightness, right? I mean, this show is about what's happening in your world, my world, what we're talking about, the conversation over the virtual fence. So we would normally be doing a Nail the Score segment, but no Nail the Score this time around because obviously this was too big what happened on the Capitol today and the repercussions of it, etc. I'll just reiterate that if you've just tuned in and you don't know this, four people have died, 52 people were arrested, 14 officers were hurt in these Capitol riots, and our government looked like a banana republic to the rest of the world. It really, really did. It was very sad to see what happened. As somebody who believes in democracy, the freedom of speech, I grew up in it. I grew up in having an opinion growing up outside of Philadelphia. And I've talked about this before. How many times had I been to Independence Hall and how much was that drilled into me? How important it was to exercise your right to vote. So that would be another thing I wouldn't agree with. I think the more you can get people in who you believe in, who you think have a chance to start to break that mold, the more you do that on the local level and the more that you pay attention to what's happening with the issues in your neck of the woods and then beyond it, the better representation you'll have. Because if we all just said, well, forget it, then we wouldn't see that change. We wouldn't see it. I mean, that in 2016, that's what Trump represented, that people were tired of the same old thing and they went out and voted. So there was that shock with the Hillary Clinton campaign that she wasn't elected because he went to the people and the people around him knew that there was that frustration level there. But now here we are 4 years later. And we have the chaos that that ensued during the day, and the fact is that it looked and felt like an awful thing to see as someone who believes in America, as somebody who loves democracy and the reasons why I do this show. So, you know, the president tried to overturn election results in six battleground states through dozens of lawsuits, claiming the election was stolen, but they had to have widespread evidence of it, not one piece of here's a picture of something, etc. So you had Republicans who were backing that up, and there were several Republican legislators that said they would object to the certification of the electoral votes for Biden, but they didn't have it there in the end, and then some of them backed off of it because of what happened with the siege on the Capitol. And it wasn't until the National Guard was mobilized to support local law enforcement and the curfew kicked in at 6 o'clock Eastern that police in riot gear stood outside the Capitol and held the rioters at bay. And they used tear gas and grenades to disperse the mob. It was that chaotic. Hundreds of people breaking in to the Capitol and filtering through the Statuary Hall, and some in the Senate chamber, and the face-off with the police at the door of the House chamber, and wow. And the president later tweeted out, stay peaceful, etc. But there was no peace, obviously, when this whole thing ensued. A very, very tough day in America, certainly divided. I don't care what your opinion is, just have one. Even if we disagree, it does not matter. That's what this show is about. You can text me, or you can actually send me an email anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.